checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. So I had this really cool conversation with one of my friends who's a great guy. Great guy. And as we continue to talk, he let me know about a bad decision that he made. Not like a decision, an easy one, like, oh man, I should have gone here to eat. Now I got a stomach ache. Nah, this was like a decision regarding family. And he was like, man, I shouldn't have done that. I needed to be more present. And he was just kind of sharing with me the situation. Now, I know my friend, like, don't get me wrong, I have some friends that just make bad decisions and they continue to make bad decisions and they don't really even want to acknowledge the bad decisions maybe that they're making. But this is one of my friends that he genuinely knows that he blew it in this situation, and it hurt his son's feelings. And it was just one of those things where it's like, man, I can't take it back. But now what happens? You know what I mean? And I could just hear like the heartbreak in him as he's telling me this. And he was so just down. He was just completely down because he knows he let down. And I get that. Being a dad, like having an 8-year-old that's looking at me all the time, like you don't want to disappoint them. And then you see how if you hurt their feelings, it just absolutely crushes them. So I didn't know what to say. You know, like I was sitting there listening to my friend and I could tell the funk that he was going into because of this bad decision wasn't right. And that's where I was like, yo, man, look, dude, like, you made a bad decision, but it happened, you know. Always easier said than done, especially in the moment when it actually happens. Interesting fact, like, while this is all going on, like, I was watching, like, I don't know if it was, like, Animal Planet or National Geographic or something like that, and it was the exact timing of this conversation, which made it so ironic. I was like, wow. We're the only species on Earth that beats ourselves up repeatedly for one mistake. Think about it. An animal, like if it's whatever and it runs into a tree, bow, it shakes it off and it gets over it. It doesn't keep beating itself up about, I ran into the tree, I'm such a loser, oh my gosh, I am dumb, I'm such an idiot. Oh, ah. It's over it. I hit the tree. Bet. Don't do that again. Cool. And keep going. I'm not. It blew my mind. I was like, wow, what a simple, like, why do we continue? Why are we that species that continues to beat ourselves up again and again and again and again and again? And I've done it too. I've done it a lot. I've had to. There's certain things probably that I'm still working through. And being like, man, listen, like, that was a long time ago, bro. Let it go. Like, and you could say let it go, but then you know what I'm talking about when there's that genuine, you know, when you have really let something go. But I'm doing my best. And I just wanted to share that with my friend at the moment where I was like, yo, listen, like, whatever happened, I know it happened and it sucks, but you can't change it. It's like that crying over spilt milk old saying, you know, like, it's like, dang. It's spilt. Clean it up. All you can do is clean it up and move forward. And that's kind of what it is as you go forward. Like, there's nothing to do. You could never go back in time and fix anything. That's why I think we're also the species that's super intrigued with time travel and the movie Back to the Future, which it was amazing. But it can't. You know, we have to look forward and, like, we can just show who we are moving forward and be more conscious of where we made that mistake and change our actions as we moved forward. I just feel like we've got a lack of attention today because of how our attention is pulled, if you would. Like, so listening and seeing where we made an error and genuinely taking note, like, man, I blew it, instead of just hopping right back into your phone or your email or your Twitter or whatever, and you keep it going. So you don't really acknowledge that you blew it. You don't really even think that I need to maybe change this or be better because we're just distracted. Like, so it's really taking that time to do better today. And that's why, like, this, the podcast episode, Do Better Today, had to be that title because it was like, that was what hit me the most, was like, right now, today. Can't fix what happened. I blew it. I'm in the process of cleaning up that spill, if you would, and showing who I am now, moving forward, because I can't go back and fix anything. So really wanted to share that with you this week. Don't feel bad about whatever happened, or no matter how bad it was. Maybe it was terrible. Maybe you made a terrible mistake. I've made a few terrible mistakes. Some that I ended up having to pay for a very long time, and some that I'm still paying for because of bad decisions made. So trust and believe I'm with you when I say, like, we can't fix what happened. It's just fixing a better situation as we move forward. Can't change it. We could do better starting right now. Have a great week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.